King Thompson.
Chapter 17. Willow. Good job, Eric. I think you're really starting to understand the concepts. Same time next week?
Thanks. But that's only because you're amazing at analyzing text and explaining it in a way that makes sense. Dr. Moore could take a few pointers from you.
Heat floods my cheeks as I tuck an errant lock of hair behind my ear. Yeah, you probably shouldn't tell him that. I doubt it would end well for either of us. With a snort, he flashes a grin.
It can be our little secret.
With his books held tightly against his chest, he sidles closer.
I was wondering.
Stacy pokes her head into the room where we've been working.
Hey, Willow, are you busy?
Eric shoots her a frown. Nope, we were just finishing up. Right, Eric? His shoulders sink.
Yeah, we're done here.
He takes a step toward Stacy, one of the other students who works at the tutoring center, before shooting me another look.
See you next week, Willow.
I lift my hand in a wave. Bye. Stacy smirks as he slides past. We both wait a beat or two until the outside door closes with a resounding thud.
One of these days, you're going to have to rip the Band-Aid off and admit that you're not interested.
A sigh escapes from me as I massage my temples. I know.
It's been a month, and he still hasn't lost interest. And didn't he show up to your session last week with your favorite iced coffee?
Yeah. The weird thing is that I don't even remember mentioning how much I loved iced mochas. The edges of my lips wilt. It would be so much easier if he found someone else. That's going to be such an awkward convo. A chuckle escapes from her.
Boo-hoo, let me get out my tiny violin. Someone has a crush on Willow.
More heat rushes to my cheeks as I clear my throat, only wanting to change the subject. Did you need me for something, or were you just trying to help me out?
Both, she flashes a grin. Aren't I a good friend? One you wouldn't mind doing a favor for?
Uh-oh. With raised brows, I wait expectantly. She glances at the pink sports watch wrapped around her left wrist.
I'm supposed to meet a student at the library and didn't realize I double-booked myself. Any chance you can fill in?
Eric was supposed to be my last student for the day. I was really looking forward to heading home and chilling out with Holland. She mentioned something about watching a new movie that just came out. After the week I've had, that sounds like heaven. When I hesitate, Stacy holds her clasped hands out in front of her.
Please? You do this for me, and I'll meet with Eric next week and let it slip that you have a new boyfriend.
A gurgle of laughter escapes from me. Stacy knows exactly how to sway me.
Deal. You're the best!
She rushes forward and throws her arms around me before squeezing tight. Dr. Lindstrom called personally to make sure someone could meet right away with his student, so it must be important. Do you have a name?
Let me find it and get back to you.
There's a pause.
If I remember correctly, I'm supposed to meet this kid on the third floor near the periodicals.
Her brows scrunch.
I think he's a football player, maybe soccer or lacrosse, you know.
She rolls her wide hazel eyes.
Another jock who's barely passing by the skin of their teeth and needs to stay eligible.
What time is the session? She winces.
Will you kill me if I say six?
I glance at my phone. That's in 10 minutes. I better get moving if I'm going to make it to the library on time.
You're seriously the best.
I wave off the compliment. Over the last semester, Stacy has become a good friend, and I don't mind helping her out. No worries, I'll see you tomorrow.
Definitely.
With that, I gather up my books and shove them into my backpack. What I like best about this job is that when it's slow, I'm able to get my own work done. It's like getting paid to study. Double win. Right before pushing through the door, I call out,
If you find his name, text me. Will do. I know it's here somewhere.
I love Stacy to death, but
organizational skills are not exactly her strong suit. The cool evening breeze slaps at my cheeks as I push through the glass doors. Darkness has already settled over campus. The walkways are lit with bright light, lending a modicum of safety. I burrow into my jacket and pick up my pace, hustling to the library. When I'm halfway there, my phone buzzes with an incoming text. I slip it from my pocket, hoping that it's Stacy. Instead, it's Mom. "Hi, sweetie. Haven't heard from you in a day or so. Give me a call. I worry about you." I huff out a breath, wishing she would give me a little bit of space. Instead of responding, I slip the phone in my jacket as my mind circles back to the issue at hand. The only thing I can do is hope that the place we're supposed to meet won't be crowded, and it'll be obvious who the jock I'm tutoring is. As I enter the sprawling brick building, I give it one more shot and hit her number. Instead of picking up, it goes straight to voicemail. "Well, I tried. There's nothing more I can do." With a resigned sigh, I take the stairs to the third floor, my feet slow as I reach the landing and survey the area. There aren't many people here this evening. It's one of the reasons we use it to meet with students. Two girls and a guy are parked in the corner with their books spread out around them. To the left is a couple with their laptops opened. A lone girl is hunkered down in the corner. Maybe this guy flaked and I'll get my movie night after all. I scan the desks that dot the space amid rows of bookshelves. If this joker thinks I'm going to lie and report back that he showed up for his tutoring session when he decided to blow it off instead, he couldn't be more wrong. Unfortunately, it happens all too often. Some of these athletes don't care about their education. It's a real shame, especially when they've been given free rides. Instead of taking full advantage of it, they squander the opportunity. There are so many people who can't afford an education and would kill for a full scholarship to a prestigious university like Western. Just as I'm about to text Stacy again, movement from the other side of the large space catches my attention, and I freeze. That's all it takes for a shot of electricity to sizzle through my veins. No, it can't be him. My pulse thrums as I take a hasty step in retreat, hoping to slip away before he notices. That's the exact moment he glances up and our gazes collide.
Chapter 18, Maverick. I blink as tension fills every line of my body. There's no way this is happening. It has to be a figment of my imagination. Just like all the other times I'd caught sight of her on campus or at Taco Loco, or when I thought I caught a whiff of her perfume in my room days later. It's almost enough to make me wonder if I'm losing my damn mind. When she doesn't move a muscle, I narrow my eyes. There's no way that the girl who snuck out of my bed last weekend is standing on the third floor of the library. Her wide blue eyes stay locked on mine as shock colors her expression. Something at the back of my brain prods me into movement, and I shoot to my feet. Fear flashes across her face as she swings away and races down the staircase. Fuck! I grab my backpack and take off after her. As I hit the staircase, I catch a flash of long blonde hair from below and hurry my steps, only wanting to catch up to her. A potent concoction of anxiety and frustration swirls through me. "Hey!" I raise my voice, even though I know it won't do a damn bit of good. "Wait up!" By the time I reach the lobby, there's no sign of her. My heartbeat thunders as I plow a rough hand through my hair and stare out the glass doors, searching the darkness. A couple holding hands walks inside the library. "Did you happen to see a blonde girl leave the building? I think she was wearing a black jacket." The question is out of my mouth before I can stop it. They glance at each other before shaking their heads. "No, sorry." Before I can question them further, they disappear up the staircase. It's like she vanished into thin air. Again. Maybe I really am having a mental breakdown. It's true I've been under a lot of stress lately. Dad has mentioned in the past that I could talk to someone if I ever started to feel overwhelmed. It might just be time to take him up on the offer. For a handful of minutes, I contemplate heading outside to search the surrounding area just to be sure. Although by now, she's probably long gone. If she was ever here in the first place. Fuck. It's official. I've lost it. Plus, how can I do that when I'm supposed to meet with a tutor my professor set up? School and hockey need to be my priority. I can't keep obsessing about this girl. It's surprising that I've already given the situation this much mental energy. You know what? I'm tapping out. It ends here and now. I swing around, ready to head back to the third floor, when I find her standing about 15 feet away. My steps stutter to a stop as air gets clogged in my lungs, making it impossible to breathe. My gaze rakes over her, trying to memorize every little detail. She's even more beautiful than I remember. I flex my hands. It's so damn tempting to pounce. But I'm afraid if I move one muscle, she'll disappear, just like a mirage. Time stands still as we soak in the sight of one another. The spell is only broken when she says, "You have something that belongs to me, and I need it back."
Chapter 19, Willow. With a tilt of his head, he takes a tentative step in my direction. It's tempting to take one in retreat. The last thing I want is for him to get too close. I'm terrified of what will happen if he lays his hands on me. I've been thinking nonstop about the night we spent together and how good he made me feel. If only it were possible to evict Maverick McKinnon from my brain. Every nerve ending goes on high alert as he bridges the space between us.
"I assume you're talking about your necklace."
Relief rushes through me. "Yes."
"If you want it, you'll have to come back to my place and get it."
My mouth turns parched as I gulp at the idea of being alone with him. It takes effort to push the words out. "I can't do that." He jerks his shoulders as if my decision doesn't affect him one way or the other. I'd almost think it was true except for the intensity that blazes from his eyes and the cautious way he continues to inch closer, almost as if he's trying to approach a skittish animal.
"Then it's not that important, or you don't want it badly enough."
My gaze stays fastened to his as I draw my lower lip between my teeth and chew the plump flesh, indecision warring inside my head. "You're wrong about that. It means everything to me, and I need it back."
"If that's the case, then the choice is a simple one."
There's a beat of silence.
"Don't you think?"
Even though I don't want to take my eyes off him for a second, it's impossible to think straight when I'm staring at him. It's like gazing directly at the sun. It's hazardous to your health. He's just too much, too everything. His masculine presence is overpowering in every sense of the word. I've never met anyone like Maverick. I force my gaze to his, even though it feels like a mistake. The question is out of my mouth before I can think better of it. "Do you promise to give it back if I come with you?" I don't realize how rigid his muscles had become until they loosen and his lips lift into some semblance of a smile. The feral look glowing in his eyes is enough to send a fresh burst of nerves scampering across my skin.
"You have my word."
"Don't do it. Don't spend any more time alone with him." I shut down the little voice in my head. If this is the only way to get my necklace back, what choice is there? The silver chain and pendant are too important to let go of. "Fine." Instead of closing the distance between us, he shoves open the heavy glass door.
"After you."
Heat emanates from him in heavy, suffocating waves as I slip past, trying not to touch him. The woodsy scent of his cologne wraps sly fingers around me, cocooning me in memories of the night we spent together and how easy it was for him to make my body sing. When I stumble, his arm snakes around my waist, and he tugs me close to his muscular body. His warm breath ghosts against my ear.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, thanks. I chance a peek at Maverick, only to find him watching me. Why does this man affect me like no other? I rack my brain, but can't come up with an answer that makes sense. I just know that he does. It's an undeniable truth.
Is your car on campus?
He asks, knocking me from my thoughts. Yeah.
Where are you parked?
I point to the lot closest to the library. It's centrally located and always easy to get to.
What a coincidence. So am I.
He continues to steer me along the path.
It's the Bronco, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised he remembered. As we arrive at the small SUV, I click the key fob as he reaches around my body to open the door. Before I can slide inside the safety of the vehicle, he holds out his palm.
Give me your phone.
I frown. Excuse me?
I'm going to input the address.
My brows pinch. That's not necessary. I'll just follow you. With a smirk, he shakes his head before crowding my personal space until it becomes necessary to crane my neck in order to hold his mahogany-colored eyes.
Do you really think I'm going to take the chance and let you get away now that I've finally found you again?
My belly somersaults. When he continues to stare, waiting patiently, I slip my hand into my jacket pocket and pull out my cell before opening the home screen. It's only when he swipes it from my palm that I realize I'm trembling. And it's not just my hands. My entire body is shaking. He sets my nerves on edge, all the while ripping away the hazy film that has blanketed my life since I was 16. When there's a distant chime, I realize that he texted himself my number. His focus stays riveted to my phone as he taps away. When he's satisfied, the cell is passed back with the Maps app open on the screen.
All set.
He nods toward a truck parked a few rows over before his gaze refastens on mine.
I'll be right behind you.
My pulse thrums an erratic beat as I slip inside the Bronco. He closes the door before jogging to his truck and starting it up. I do the same and pull out of the parking lot with Maverick tailing me. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes to reach his house. I probably should have told him that I didn't need directions. The second I turn off the ignition, the driver's side door is popped open, and he's assisting me to the sidewalk. With his muscular arm wrapped around me, there's no escaping him. Part of me wonders if I even want to. I've never felt more conflicted. In silence, he steers me toward the front porch and up the rickety stairs before shoving open the front door. Barely do I catch a glimpse of the people sitting around the living room playing video games. A few call out greetings, but he ignores them, hustling me up the staircase to his room. Once I'm over the threshold, he closes the door and leans against it. He doesn't say a word as his gaze stays pinned to mine. Only now do I realize that he's been keeping himself firmly under control this entire time. That's no longer the case. The thin veneer has been torn away. A potent concoction of nerves and excitement bursts at the bottom of my belly as I rip my attention away from him, needing to get all the emotions careening out of control back under submission. All it takes is one fleeting glance at the queen-size bed for memories to press in at the edges, threatening to suffocate the life out of me. Am I the last girl who's been there? Or have others already taken my place? The thought sickens me. It's enough to have bile rising in my throat, and it shouldn't. Our worlds were never supposed to collide again. It doesn't matter if I haven't been able to banish him from my thoughts.
I'm curious. Does River know I fucked you?
The question comes out, sounding as if his voice has been scraped from the bottom of the ocean. Air leaks from my lungs as my wide gaze slices to his, and fear scampers down my spine. When I remain silent, he growls.
Does he?
The thought of my brother finding out about what happened between us makes me sick to my stomach. He would be furious. I have to moisten my lips before forcing out the response. Of course not. His eyes narrow.
Do you plan on telling him?
Is he really asking this?
Well, Sunshine, I need to know.
I clear my throat and force out the words that have become lodged there. Why would I do that? We slept together one time. It's over, and we've both moved on with our lives. A muscle in his jaw ticks as one sculpted brow rises.
Is that all it was to you? A fuck in the sheets?
No, but to admit that to him would be dangerous. It would only send us tripping down a path neither of us wants. My attention slices to the door he's leaning against. It's so tempting to race past and escape his suffocating presence.
You're not really thinking of running away from me, are you?
I straighten my shoulders and focus on the reason I've returned to the scene of the crime. I'd like my necklace. His inscrutable expression never falters.
Yeah, sure. It's the only reason you came here, right?
He shoves away from the door before his fingers grip the hem of his sweatshirt. I blink when he draws the thick cotton up his torso and over his head, leaving him in a navy Wildcats t-shirt. My mouth dries. What are you doing?
Getting your necklace.
Before I can ask anything else, he strips off the snug material that fits him like a glove, leaving him bare-chested. My gaze licks over sculpted abdominals and chiseled pecs that stand out in stark relief. And his biceps. Holy hell. Even his muscles have muscles. Hands down, he's the most beautiful man I've ever laid eyes on. Not that it's saying much, but still. I have no idea how much time ticks by as I drink in his male beauty. He's like a work of art that needs to be silently appreciated. My panties dampen just looking at him. It takes a Herculean effort to mentally shake myself from the stupor that's fallen over me and refocus my attention. My, necklace? Where is it? His hand rises to his throat to touch the pendant that hangs from the silver chain resting against his sun-kissed collarbone. My eyes widen. Barely am I able to push out the question. You've been wearing it this entire time? His shoulders lift in a nonchalant gesture that belies the tension straining his muscles, looking for an escape.
I wanted to keep it safe.
When I remain silent, processing the response, the corners of his lips quirk.
Well, what are you waiting for, Sunshine? If you want it so badly, all you need to do is come and get it.
I suck in a sharp breath. He doesn't make any effort to unclasp it or hand it over. He simply stands there, as if daring me to make the first move. When he raises a brow in silent challenge, I force my feet into motion. Every step has my heartbeat ratcheting up, galloping beneath my breast until it reverberates throughout my body and in my ears. This is a bad idea. Then again, Maverick McKinnon has bad idea stamped all over him. And yet, that knowledge isn't enough to stop me, to stop whatever is about to happen from unfolding. I'm not sure if there's anything capable of dousing the spark that's flared to life. Satisfaction leaps in his eyes as I tentatively close the distance that separates us. Red lights blare in my head, making me question my decisions, and I grind to a quick halt. What am I doing? I'm tap dancing on a dangerous line. When I remain still at a crossroads, he whispers,
"Come on, Sunshine, just a few more steps."
My gaze drops from his to the necklace draped around his neck. I'm so close, and then I can walk away, unscathed. I can leave Maverick McKinnon where he belongs, safely tucked away in my memories. I force myself to eat up the remaining distance. Air gets clogged in my lungs as my shaking palms settle on the broad expanse of his chest. His muscles bunch and tighten, straining beneath the flesh. All the warring thoughts within my brain go silent as my senses are bombarded by him. The heat of his skin. The woodsy scent of his cologne that cocoons me in familiarity. The steady tempo of his heart beating beneath my fingertips. The harsh breath that belies the calm expression on his face. I want to soak in this moment so I don't forget a single second of it. When my palms slide toward the necklace, his larger hands settle over them, drawing them upward until they're tangled around his neck and my body is flush against his. Our gazes stay fastened. I couldn't look away even if I wanted to. "We shouldn't do this," I whisper, trying one last time to stop this from happening. Even to my own ears, the protest is weak.
"Do you love him?"
"Of course." The truthful response is out of my mouth before I can think better of it. Fury flashes in his eyes as his voice dips, sounding as if it's been roughed up by sandpaper.
"I've never been one to fuck other dudes as girlfriends."
Just as relief rushes from my lungs, he tacks on.
"But I'm going to make an exception in this case."
I don't realize that he's walked us toward the bed until the backs of my thighs hit the edge of the mattress and I tumble onto it. My brain spins out of control as he follows me down, his larger body caging me in.
"Tell me you don't want this to happen."
My tongue darts out to moisten my lips. One word has the power to stop this in its tracks. Except when I open my mouth, not a single sound escapes. I'm slammed with the realization that I can't give him a response, because when it comes down to it, I want this. I want Maverick to run his hands and lips over me like he did the night we spent together. More than anything, I want him to make my body come alive so I can forget the reason this can never be more than a few stolen hours. When I remain silent, satisfaction dances in his eyes right before his lips crash onto mine.
Chapter 20, Maverick. How is it possible that her mouth tastes just as sweet as I remember? Actually, that's a lie. It somehow tastes even sweeter. I was really hoping that it wouldn't, that I'd over-embellished it in my memories. What I want most of all is to fuck this girl out of my system once and for all, so I stop thinking about her every waking second of the day, along with the not-so-waking ones. I don't want to catch glimpses of her around every corner on campus, or smell her delicate floral scent when I step into my room. I want to banish her from my thoughts and memories. She shouldn't mean a damn thing to me. And yet, the harder I try to convince myself of that, the more I realize just how much of a lie it is, and the tightly clenched jaws it has me in. At some point, I need to face facts. Because the scary truth, the one I've tried desperately to pretend doesn't exist, is that I'm obsessed with this girl. And I still don't know what her name is. The other thing I'm aware of? That she belongs to River fucking Thompson. Even the thought of him touching her the way I do, making her scream out her orgasm, makes me want to lose my shit. Those thoughts are all it takes for my kiss to turn harsh and demanding. Maybe what I'm really trying to do is punish her for sneaking into my thoughts and setting up residence. I'm beginning to wonder if there's anything I can do to evict her from my brain or wipe her from my memories. My tongue tangles with hers as our teeth scrape. If I'd thought she would shrink away from my silent demands, that doesn't happen. When a throaty moan tries to escape from her, I swallow it down, taking it deep inside me, where it'll never see the light of day. Somewhere in the back of my brain, I realize that I'm being too rough, but I can't seem to help myself. When I grow lightheaded from lack of oxygen, I pull away with a growl and nip the point of her chin. Instead of pushing me away, she surprises me by baring the delicate flesh of her throat in silent offering. I didn't think there was anything that could soothe the beast fighting to break free and escape its confines, but that does the trick. I suck a deep breath into my lungs in order to calm the chaos that rages beneath my skin. Any moment, I'll burst from it. My touch gentles as I slide down the slender column, kissing and licking my way to the zipper of her jacket. Fuck. I didn't realize she was still wearing it. All of this needs to go now. I rear back, attacking the layers of clothing that keep her hidden away from me. Once she's divested of the jacket, I drag her sweater up her torso and over her head before tossing it to the carpet. My gaze drops to her breasts. The lacy material does nothing to shield them from view. Or maybe the point is to showcase way more than it conceals. As much as I love it, I fucking hate the idea of her wearing the pretty little garment for anyone other than me. Instead of dwelling on that thought, I shove it from my brain and lower my face to the valley of her cleavage. I press my lips against the soft flesh between her breasts before nipping at one of the stiffened peaks poking through the sheer material. I make sure to give the same attention to the other side. The need to see her bare-chested pounds through me like a steady drumbeat until it's all I can think about. I slip my hands around her ribcage and unhook the clasp. As soon as the stretchy material springs free, I pluck the straps from her arms, drawing away the bra. It meets the same fate as the jacket and sweater. Her breasts are gorgeous, with tiny blush-colored nipples that are too tempting to ignore. I'm salivating for another taste. I press the outer sides of each one together before drawing one stiff bud between my lips. Her spine arches off the mattress as I take her deep into my mouth.
Please,
she gasps, fingers tangling in my hair as if to hold me in place. Doesn't she realize that it's unnecessary? There's nowhere else I'd rather be than right here with her. I release the puckered tip with a soft pop. Please, what? What do you want, sunshine? I'm going to need you to spell it out for me. A frustrated explosion of sound escapes from her. I nip at the other hard peak with sharp teeth. Not good enough.
I want you to touch me, she says on a gasp.
My tongue darts out to swirl around the areola. Isn't that what I'm doing? Touching you?
Not like that.
Then how? Tell me.
I want you to suck on my breasts.
Color stains her cheeks. It's the most adorable thing ever. Like this? I circled my tongue around the little bud before drawing it deep into my mouth. Another choked response escapes from her as her fingers tighten, the nails scraping against my scalp. The pain of it grounds me in the moment unfolding between us, and I wouldn't have it any other way. She's the only thing I'm cognizant of. All I want to do is give her more pleasure than she knows what to do with. I want her addicted to my hands, mouth, and cock. More than anything, I want to make sure that I'm as stuck in her brain as she is in mine. Is that even possible? I have no idea. Once I release her nipple, I lift my head to meet her dazed eyes. They're heavy-lidded. She looks blitzed out of her mind. Pride swells within me that I'm the one who put that expression on her face. Is that what you needed, sunshine? She blinks away the mental fog until her gaze can once again focus on mine.
Yes.
Do you want more of what only I can give you?
I do.
Then say it. When her lips press together, I nip the tip of her breast. She squeaks as the response trembles on her lips.
I want what only you can give me.
I rise, hovering over her until my mouth can ghost across her plush one. Back and forth I strum, barely making contact. When she attempts to close the distance between us, I retreat, not allowing it. That's all it takes for a frustrated groan to break free from her. I can't help but smirk. So fucking greedy, aren't you?
Not usually.
That admittance calms everything that rages dangerously inside me. But you're greedy for me, aren't you, sunshine? This time, coercion isn't necessary.
I am.
Good answer. My mouth crashes onto hers. I want to blot out thoughts of all the other guys who've come before me. When I'm done with her, I'll be the only man who matters. And that includes River fucking Thompson. My tongue strokes across the velvety softness of her own. It wouldn't take much for me to drown within her sweetness. It takes effort to rip myself away. You're still wearing entirely too much clothing. That being said, I crawl down her lithe form, licking and kissing as I go. Fuck, but she's sweet all over. Every damn inch of her is sugary goodness. When I reach the waistband of her dark wash denim, I pop open the button and drag down the zipper. The grind of metal, along with the harshness of her breath, is all that can be heard in the silence of the room. The effect I have on her is music to my ears. As soon as the turquoise fabric of her panties peeks through the opening, I yank the thick material down her slender hips and thighs before tossing them over my shoulder. I sit back and allow my gaze to lick over her nearly naked form. Have I ever seen anyone as gorgeous as this girl? With her long golden hair spread out around her, it almost glows against the navy comforter she's sprawled out on. Her nipples are rosy and hard from being played with. My fingers slip beneath the elastic band that encircles her waist. It's the final scrap of material that bars me from seeing all of her. As soon as that thought pops into my brain, I draw the silky fabric down her long, lean legs until she's completely bared to my sight. Fuck. 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 I'm just as entranced by her now as I was the first time. I force out a gradual breath, only wanting to slow everything down and take my time. Spread your legs, sunshine, I rasp. I want to see all of you. For a heartbeat, then two, she holds my gaze before sliding her knees upward and allowing them to fall open. Her delicate lips part, allowing me to glimpse her little pink pussy. Heaven. That's the only thought filling my head. My mouth waters for a taste of her honey. I slide my hands beneath her ass cheeks to lift her pelvis. My tongue swipes from the bottom of her slit to the top where her clit is buried. I circle the tip around the tiny bundle of nerves before drawing it into my mouth and sucking. The tortured whimper that escapes from her is music to my ears. I want her cries to make a sweet symphony that stretches on for hours. I continue lapping at her shuddering softness until she's writhing beneath me. The more I lick, the creamier she becomes. The taste of her arousal is more delicious than anything I've ever had on my lips. How the fuck will I ever get enough of her? Slender fingers tunnel through my hair, locking me in place as I eat her soft flesh. Before I can even think about making her beg for her orgasm, she cries out, "Please, please, please." That's all I need to hear. I stab my tongue deep inside her before pressing my thumb against her clit and rubbing soft circles at the same time. It's more than enough to send her careening over the edge and into oblivion. Her muscles tighten as she moans out her orgasm. Her pussy spasms the entire time. Not once do I let up on my gentle assault. I don't stop dipping my tongue inside her heat as I stroke her clit. It's only when her body loses its rigidity that I press a kiss against her slit, licking up the honey before straightening to my full height. I pop the button on my jeans before dragging down the zipper. My cock is painfully hard as it throbs with a life of its own. If I'm not careful, I'll come in my boxers. When was the last time that happened? High school? The more I stare at her slim body, the harder I get. I kick off my shoes along with the denim before shoving my underwear down my hips and thighs until I'm just as naked as she is. I take a step toward her before remembering that we need protection. With a quick pivot, I round the bed and yank open the nightstand drawer before pulling out a small foil package. I tear it open before returning to the end of the bed. Instead of remaining sprawled out, she's pulled herself up to a lounging position, resting on her elbows and watching me with eyelids at half-mast. Her legs are still spread wide, allowing me a glimpse of heaven. Unlike before, her pussy is swollen and drenched from my attention. Another shot of arousal slams into me. My fingers shake as I prepare to slide the latex over my erection. Wait. My brows draw together as she scoots to the edge of the bed. Her gaze stays pinned to my boner before she flicks her eyes upward to meet mine. Can I do it? I shake my head, only wanting to slide the rubber into place and sink into her tight heat. It's all I've been able to think about. You don't have to. Her luminous blue eyes plead with mine. I want to. How the hell am I supposed to say no to the beseeching expression on her face? She's like a damn angel that fell from heaven right into my bed. I want to tie her up and keep her there forever. That thought is jarring enough to have everything going silent inside me. I have no idea where that even came from. It's so primitive and dark. Her attention settles on my erection as it bobs inches from her mouth. Before I can say anything else, her tongue darts out to swipe over the tip. My eyes nearly roll to the back of my head. Holy hell. Delicious. I'm not proud of the garbled sound that escapes from me. Her wide blue eyes fasten on mine as she draws me inside the warmth of her mouth. It's slowly that she slides up and down the length. A groan rumbles up from my chest as she sucks the tip, swirling her tongue around it before taking me deep inside. It doesn't take long before I'm nudging the back of her throat and the muscles are constricting around me. Fuck. I've had my fair share of blowjobs over the years, but nothing has ever felt as good as this. It's so damn tempting to tip my head back and close my eyes. All I want to do is immerse myself in the pleasure that threatens to swallow me whole. But there's no way I can look away from the sight before me. The way she holds my gaze while taking my length inside her hot little mouth is nothing short of pure nirvana. The way she looks sucking my cock is a mental snapshot I won't ever forget. It'll be one I take out and relive 1,000 times over. Just as my balls tighten, she pops my cock free from her mouth. Her tongue slides along my length to the base before retracing her path to the tip. She plucks the condom from my fingers as she draws the head into her mouth again. I grit my teeth, trying to hold back as she releases me for a second time, before slipping the thin latex over my erection and drawing it down carefully so it doesn't tear. When I'm fully covered, she smirks before scooting back on the mattress and reclining against it again. Another growl vibrates from my chest and a wave of need crashes over me when she spreads her legs wide. Fuck this girl. Actually, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Pent-up need crashes through me as I crawl onto the bed, unable to resist teasing her in the same manner she did me. I tongue her pussy until she's the one breathing hard and squirming. She might have just come, but I'll be damned if I don't wring at least one more from her body. Maybe two. When her muscles tighten, I know she's close, which is good. After that blowjob, there's no way in hell I'll last long. Maybe a dozen strokes or so. What I refuse to do is come before she does. With a final kiss, I crawl up her body until the head of my cock is nestled against her entrance. Even through the latex, I feel the way her drenched heat surrounds me. I bite my lower lip in an effort to maintain some semblance of control and not drive inside her softness. All I want to do is fuck her into oblivion. Even that might not be enough. I've been dreaming about this moment since I got my first taste of her. Thank fuck it isn't my last. My muscles turn whipcord tight as I hold myself steadily above her. Now that you've had that sweet little pussy licked and eaten, are you ready to get fucked? In answer, she raises her ass off the mattress, trying to impale herself on my cock. Every instinct within screams at me to take her, to mark her as my own. Instead, I lock my jaw and mutter through gritted teeth. I could have sworn that we had a convo about how you need to use your words. A whine escapes from her as she wiggles against me, trying to draw me into her tight heat. I don't think I've ever been more at war with myself than I am at this moment.
Please, I want you to fuck me.
Her voice dips, trembling with a need I've stoked to life inside her.
Isn't that what you want? To hear me beg?
Those pretty words go straight to my head. The other head. Hell yeah. You want my hard dick deep inside your cunt, the same way I was down your throat? Then beg for it. Her eyes widen before her tongue darts out to moisten her lips. I can't resist teasing her entrance, dipping inside an inch or so, only to withdraw, leaving her frustrated and achy. Her pupils dilate as I continue to torment her.
Please give me your cock.
When her eyelids feather closed, I snap, eyes on me. I want to see every expression that flashes in those gorgeous blue depths. Now, try again.
Please, fuck me with your big dick.
She gulps before admitting,
I need it.
The way her cheeks flush as I force the dirty words from her mouth turns me on more than anything. I could come in this condom without even being inside her. As much as I'm tormenting her, it doesn't escape me that I'm doing the same damn thing to myself, and I love every second of it. Tell me how much you need to be fucked. When I pull away, leaving her bereft, she widens her legs before arching, attempting to close the distance between us. My eyes narrow. Watch it, sunshine, or I'll slap that little pussy for trying to lure me back inside. The way she thrusts out her lower lip in a pout is adorable. It's tempting to nip at the plump flesh. I'm even more compelled to plunge inside her before I totally lose my mind. I'm tap dancing on the precipice.
I want you to fuck me. Just you. Only you. I loved having your cock in my mouth and sucking it. The saltiness that leaked from you drove me crazy and made me so horny. Hornier than I've ever been. Please, I need more. I need you to fill my pussy to the very brim until I can't think about anything other than the way you fuck me.
Possessiveness rushes through my blood as the beast clawing beneath my skin, searching for a way out, manages to tear his way free. With a roar, every tightly held constraint falls away as I drive inside her shuddering softness. She screams as I bury myself deep inside her body until there's no way to tell where I end and she begins. Just like she begged me so prettily to do. For a second or two, I don't move a single muscle. I simply soak in the way her body wraps around my thick length. When I finally find the strength to pull out, teasing her entrance with the tip, her pussy contracts, drawing me back inside. Did I really think I could go 12 strokes before losing it? I'll be lucky if I make it half a dozen. It'll be humiliating if I can't even last that long. Her pussy feels too damn good. She feels too damn good. Everything about this girl does. Even though I try to fight through it, my balls tighten as I stare into her eyes. Our bodies fit together perfectly, rocking against each other as if we were made for one another. I can't get that thought out of my head as I continue to fuck her, attempting to force another orgasm from her body. A muttered prayer of thanks leaves my lips when she moans and her inner muscles spasm. As much as I want to hold out, that's impossible. I do the only thing I can and follow her over the edge and into oblivion. The way her pussy milks my cock, strangling it, has me seeing stars. They dance across my vision. If I weren't having the best damn cum of my life, I'd be concerned that I was in the middle of a medical emergency. It's almost painful. I ride the wave as long as possible until we're both exhausted from the enormity of what transpired. And then I do the only thing I can and bury my face against the delicate hollow of her throat, inhaling a breath of her sweet floral scent before holding it captive deep in my lungs. If I thought I wanted her before, it's nothing compared to the need that careens through my veins now, destroying everything in its path as it demands that I lock her down and make her mine.
Chapter 21, Willow. A gasp escapes from me when he rolls to the side and takes me with him, so I end up sprawled across his chest. I squeeze my eyes tightly closed, unwilling to allow reality to intrude just yet. What just happened between us was perfect. So perfect that moisture pricks the backs of my eyes. What I don't want is for him to catch a glimpse of the emotion I'm struggling with. The gift he just gave me is exactly what I've been searching for all these years. A man who isn't going to treat me like I'm fragile and need to be handled with the utmost of care. I'm knocked from those thoughts when his arms tighten, pressing me closer to his chest. His voice is a deep rumble.
Are you going to tell me your name, or should I just keep calling you Sunshine?
It's almost agonizing the way air leaks from my lungs. If I were smart, I'd untangle myself from him before slipping from the bed. Then I'd make a promise to do a better job of steering clear of Maverick McKinnon in the future. But how can I do that when he's the only one capable of making my body sore? His muscles fill with tension.
Is there a reason you won't tell me?
My heart rate kicks up tempo, beating faster. I nibble my lower lip before reluctantly admitting, Willow.
Willow,
he murmurs, as if tasting my name on his lips. That's all it takes for a shudder to slide through me. His fingers slip beneath my chin to lift it until there's no other choice but to meet the steeliness of his mahogany-colored eyes.
Break up with him, Willow.
When I remain silent, his voice dips, turning harsher.
Did you hear me, Sunshine? I want you to break up with him.
I heard you. Tension vibrates off him in heavy waves.
Then give me an answer.
I force myself to stay strong. I can't do that. A growl escapes him as he flips me onto my back and cages me in with his strength until he's all I'm cognizant of. Before I can draw in a deep, cleansing breath, his lips slam into mine. His tongue plunges inside me the same way his cock had driven into my body a handful of minutes ago. And then I'm lost in a sea of sensation, in the taste of him, the possessiveness of his touch. Just when it feels like I'm drowning, he breaks off contact and rips himself away. It doesn't escape me that our breathing has turned labored. Anger sparks in his dark depths as he narrows his eyes.
Does he make you feel anything close to this?
There's a pause.
Has anyone ever played with your body the way I do?
I press my lips together and shake my head. This, at least, I can answer with absolute honesty. No.
The fucker disrespected you by making out with another girl in front of your damn face.
His upper lip curls in disdain.
How can you want to be with someone like that?
His question churns through my brain. The situation is so much more complicated than he understands. I'm afraid to tell him the truth, afraid that it'll destroy and taint everything that's happened between us. When I remain silent, he growls.
You deserve so much better. If he doesn't realize how special you are, then fuck him. I would treat you like a queen.
There's a pause as his deep voice dips, flooding with unspent emotion.
Give me a chance to prove it. Just one. That's all I need.
My heart twists beneath my breast. It's so much more agonizing than I could have imagined. Maverick. He shakes his head before nipping at my lower lip and drawing it inside his mouth. Our gazes remain locked in silent battle. It's only when he releases the plump flesh already swollen from his previous kisses that he demands,
"Break up with him."
It would be for the best if we didn't see one another again. There isn't a single drop of humor in the laughter that escapes from him.
It's much too late for that, sunshine. Your fate was sealed the moment I caught sight of you on the other side of the plexiglass. It's just that neither of us realized it in the moment.
He's wrong. The second our gazes collided, I felt the shift in energy, almost like an impending storm was about to wreak havoc in my life. And I wasn't wrong. In a blink, my world was forever altered, never to be the same again. But if he discovers the truth, everything will change. We're nothing more than a sandcastle. All it'll take is one strong wave to crash onto the shore and destroy everything we've built. I can't help but try to sway his decision one more time. "We can still walk away from this," I whisper. The steely look returns to his eyes.
"How's that possible when you're my tutor?"
He cocks his head.
"We're going to be spending a lot of time together this semester. Coach promised that you'd be able to help with all my classes if that's what I needed."
His eyes glint.
"And I do. I need it. I need you."
My heart lurches. "I'll find someone else. Stacy is the tutor you were originally scheduled to work with." Even though I hate the idea, I force myself to say, "She's great. If you gave her a chance, you'd really like her." His gaze bores into mine as he shakes his head.
"Forget it. You're the only one I'll work with."
But, dismissing me, he slips from the bed and straightens to his full height before stretching lean muscles. Even though I should look away, I can't. He's beautifully built, all that tightly harnessed power humming beneath the surface, ready to be unleashed. I can't imagine what it would be like to have that kind of strength. He probably never catches so much as a cold, while I've spent the previous 4 years being coddled as if I'm weak, sickly. Maverick is the first person to come along and not treat me like one germ will be enough to take me down. And I love it. I've relished the time we've spent together, but there's a reason for that. And it's because he doesn't know the truth. There's so much I've refused to share. Everything would change between us if he knew. I wish he would accept that the decision I'm trying to make is the best one for both of us. Unable to sit still for another moment, I throw off the covers and force myself from the bed. "I should go." He glances over his shoulder with narrowed eyes to meet my gaze.
"Are you running back to him now?"
I hate that he thinks I'm happy to bounce between two men. "No, I just need a little time to think." He pivots, eating up the space between us with a few strides until he's standing directly in front of me. Until I have to tilt my chin to hold his steady gaze. In silence, he unclasps the necklace before carefully placing it around my neck and fastening it so the delicate chain once again hangs there. He toys with the W pendant for a second or so before his fingers drift upward along the curve of my jaw. Only then does he tighten his grip so I can't break free.
"Now that I've found you, I'm not about to let you go, sunshine. If you don't show up at the library at 6 sharp on Wednesday, I'll rip this damn campus apart to find you."
My heartbeat stutters before slamming into overdrive. "Is that a threat?" His lips lift into a wry grin as he brushes them across mine for a soft kiss.
"No, baby. It's a promise. And if there's anything I pride myself on, it's being a man of my word."
Chapter 22, Willow. I push through the glass doors of the Union and into the warmth of the building. My scarf is wrapped around my neck to keep out the biting wind that whips through campus. The temperatures this week have been below average, and I can feel it in my bones. Spring break will be coming up soon, and I'm jealous of everyone who has plans to travel to tropical destinations for some R&R. I could definitely use a little vitamin D right about now. The chatter of voices fills my ears as I glance around the crowded space for Elle. After running into her at Taco Loco, we made plans to meet for lunch and catch up. Even though we just met in the fall, she's turned out to be a good friend. She's always bubbly and positive. I caught her in Western's production of Heathers last semester, and she was phenomenal. Her dream is to star on Broadway. With her talent, there's no way it won't come true. When I don't immediately catch sight of her dark head, I consider shooting her a text. It's altogether possible she's not here yet. Just as I reach into my jacket pocket, I see her waving from a corner near a long stretch of floor-to-ceiling windows. My lips lift into a smile as I wave back and navigate my way through the lunch rush. The Union is always packed this time of the day. There are so many different restaurants to choose from. The options are practically limitless. The moment I'm within striking distance, Elle tugs me into her arms and gives me a quick hug.
I've missed you, girl. We definitely need to do this more often.
Maybe if someone wasn't so busy with another production and her hunky boyfriend, we could do that. The grin that lights up her face makes her appear even more beautiful than she already is. With her coffee-colored eyes and long straight hair that matches in shade, Elle Kendricks is absolutely gorgeous. A few guys stare as she beams at me. Please. I unzip my jacket and loosen my scarf as we settle at the table. The bright sunlight that pours in through the eastern-facing windows feels amazing. Even though it's cold outside, there's not a single cloud marring the cornflower blue sky.